Good evening, everyone. I call this Tuesday, January 18th meeting to order of the Great River Regional Library Board of Trustees. Welcome, everyone. Before we get started, we have a new member with us tonight, so I'm going to ask us just to go around the circle and do some introductions. So I'll start. Lisa Phoebe, Sherburne County Commissioner. So welcome. Why don't we just go this way?
And I'm Jane Dietz. I'm a citizen from Sherburne County, trustee.
Melissa Fee, Wright County citizen member.
Wayne Bauernschmidt, Wright County citizen member.
Randy Wincher, Morrison County commissioner.
Al Amdahl, Stearns County citizen member.
Zadia and Jim Stearns County citizen member.
And she knows me.
Ed Pop, Benton County Commissioner.
And Karen Funsack.
Amy Anderson, Accounting Coordinator.
Okay.
She has the oath. Okay, great. And welcome, Lynn.
Thank you.
If you, from our a new citizen member from Stearns County. So we need to do that oath first.
Would you like me to stand, Karen?
Sure.
I swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Great River Regional Library System according to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, and welcome. You want to just say a few words about your background a little bit, Lynn, or
sure,
how you ended up on this board with us?
I am fairly newly retired, and prior to that, I served for 20 years as a principal at Cathedral High School, and then the last year and a half as a superintendent of the Catholic community schools in the St. Cloud area. There are 9 schools. And prior to that, I was a high school English teacher. But I did tell Karen when I met with her that I started out in college as a library science major. Libraries are just a great passion of mine. I'm here at least weekly. So I really felt like this was a great opportunity for me to serve in a facility that are in a within a group that really serves things I hold dear.
Well, that's great. We really appreciate you serving. Sounds like a great fit for you and for us. Our board is made up of, as you'll know and probably have already heard, county commissioners from our various counties and then citizens. So thanks for being here and welcome.
Thank you.
Moving on right away to agenda item number 3.
One amendment.
There is one amendment.
I'd like to approve the personnel policy minutes from November 16th, 2021 meeting.
That's right. You told me that earlier and I forgot. So let's add that under committee reports under personnel committee. Sure.
Number 5.
Under 5.
Yeah,
sure.
Just include it there.
We'll include it with under number 5. Personnel minutes. Thank you. Okay, with that addition or that amendment, I would need a motion to approve the agenda.
I'd move that.
Motion made by Lee. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jane. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item number 4, the election of the Library Board officers. This is annually our organization meeting here in January. So I have served as president the last 2 years, and I just want to say thank you very much for trusting me to be that leadership for you. It's been an incredibly challenging couple of years. And I just probably, Karen and I probably never knew we would talk so much or so often, but really appreciated her leadership as executive director through it all. Our relationship, I learned a lot from Karen and really appreciated that. And our executive board, especially my vice chair. I just thank Ed. I called you a lot to say, hey, what do you think of this? And I appreciate being able to bounce things off you. So thank you. I am okay with stepping down because it's been a big job for 2 years.
It was not a pandemic when you started.
Yes, it was not a pandemic when I took this
close,
role.
Close, right?
So 4.1, we will need to elect our new president. So I would be open for nominations.
I nominate Ed Popp for president.
Okay, Ed Popp nominated. Are there any other nominations?
I'd move to close nominations.
Okay, nominations are closed. And now we will vote on the president being Ed Popp, Benton County Commissioner, for this next year. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Congratulations, Ed.
Thank you.
The gavel.
I hope I can do as well as you did, Lisa.
Oh.
Actually, you did a great job.
Yeah. You know, if we look back, we probably could have skirted this issue and give her another year. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could do because of COVID.
You're right. Yeah. I have seen that happen on many boards, but let's move on.
Okay, so then we'll move on to, we need a vice president.
I nominate Lee Lensmeyer.
Lee Lensmeyer has been nominated Stearns County Commissioner. Any other nominations? Hearing none, we'll close nominations and we'll vote. All in favor of Lee Lensmeyer for vice president for the 2022 library board, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Carrie Lee. And then we need a secretary.
By me, Mr. Chair, who was secretary last
year? Thuria. For 1 year or for 2 years have you been?
1 year, okay.
Is there a limit?
No, I don't
There's
think
no
so
limit
with
on secretary. Okay.
I'd like to make a nomination to nominate Zuria for another term.
Zuria has been nominated for another term. Is there any other nominations?
I move we close nominations.
Motion's been made to close nominations. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
For Zuria? Aye.
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 Congratulations, Zuria. And then we need a treasurer.
And that was Wayne.
Wayne.
For 1 year. Mr. Chair, I nominate Wayne.
Wayne's been nominated for treasurer. And the treasurer has to also serve on the finance committee, right?
As a citizen member, yep.
As citizen's member, so.
Mr. Chair, I move we close nominations.
Been moved to close nominations. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And to cast unanimous ballot for Wayne.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Congratulations, Wayne. The standing committees, I was going through this and it looked like they're kind of the chair's appointments, and I guess I'd like to wait till next month and then I can talk to Karen over the next month and we'll make them appointments at the beginning of the next month meeting. Is that okay with you?
It'd be good to get the executive committee hammered out in case something comes up with any of the lawsuits.
Okay.
And the executive committee needs to have 7 members at least.
So you have,
and it needs to have 1 member from each county. So that's the biggest. So it's automatically your 4 officers, but Christine Hewsom will be the Wright County Commissioner joining the Great River Board this year. Mike Ketchmark was not reappointed this morning. Christine was put in his place, but we have Wayne on here, so we wouldn't necessarily need someone from Wright County. Gary Kneisel is the Todd County Commissioner who replaces Dave Kircher, so he would be in that spot.
What was that name again? Gary?
Gary Kneisel, K-N-E-I-S-L. So then the question would be whether Al would want to stay on, I guess, or if we'd need to.
I think he has a choice if we have to have a Morrison County representative.
No, Al.
But one of the officers is already from Stearns County, or two of them.
Right.
Two
you can them. Have more than one from a county, but each county has to be represented.
Okay.
So it's if Al doesn't want to stay on the executive committee, we'd probably need someone to replace him.
I'm fine with staying on, but if we need to represent another county, then I can step off.
I think we're okay. Well, Ed would have to stay on for sure. And then Lisa would have to stay on. I think we're okay.
I think we're okay with the ones if we use, replace Dave with Gary.
Yep. And then Lee replaces Ed.
Oh, I see. Yep.
Lisa.
Or could another Sherburne County commission?
You could have a different person representing Sherburne County, but then Al would not be on.
Well, who's not here tonight? We'll just assign them.
No.
But Lisa could represent Sherburne County, correct?
Lisa could represent Sherburne.
This wouldn't be the president at this point.
So would it be the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer? All of them would be on it automatically? Executive?
Yeah.
So Ed, Lee.
And it looks like past president, too, when I look at this.
Okay, Zuria, Wayne.
Zuria, Wayne, Lee. Your past president, so then it would be, let's see, Treasurer's Wayne.
I think the ones we got, and then Lisa could just move as immediate past president.
And Randy. So it would be Lisa is past president, Ed would be current president, Lee would be vice president, Zuria would be secretary, Wayne would be treasurer, Gary would be Todd County, Randy would be right, Morrison County, and then we need one additional person.
That was Al.
And that's Al. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 blanks on here.
Oh, I see. We added Lee to the list that was already there.
Okay.
So 7 is what we need?
7 is what we need.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And it looks like past president is one of those people.
Oh, I see. Stearns County actually doubled up then with Al and Lee.
Yep.
I'll step off then to make the
puzzle fit. And I am Stearns, too.
And Zuri's Stearns, so you
yep,
have 3.
Yep, that's why there's, because,
three.
Okay, yep.
So there's actually 3, you're right, sorry.
Yep, that makes sense. Okay, so I will have to step off for that for this year. And then finance is already determined because that's based on position. So that would be Ed, Wayne, Lisa, Dave, Gary, Lee, Mike, and Randy for finance.
Or Chris Hewson.
Sorry. You're right. So it's Christine Hewson.
In replace of?
Mike Ketchmark. And then Gary Kneisel replaces Dave Kircher. So that's finance.
And that group will elect a chair next month when they meet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then personnel we probably should do tonight if we could. And that one... I believe needs to be the past president and the current president. But I could be wrong about that. Let me double check.
What did you say?
I think for sure the current president is on the personnel, but I don't recall past president on that one.
It doesn't say that.
I don't
that.
Think so. Yeah. So that one, the only change would have to be Dave coming off because he's not on the committee anymore. And Lisa would not have to stay on, but Ed would have to go on that.
That's committee. Like in the bylaws that the chair has to be on there?
Yep.
Okay. Karen, am I still on there? Do I need to be
right
there?
Right now, the membership from 2021 was Jane, Zuria, Melissa, Lisa, Dave, JC, Randy. By the bylaws, Ed has to come on. And because Dave was not coming back, his position is vacant. There isn't a specified amount of people that have to be on the committee, but you don't want more than 7 on any committee because then it's a majority of the board. So 7's kind of that magic number. But
we're just going to drop Dave and add myself.
Unless Lisa, it's kind of up to Lisa.
I guess.
The executive committee was the only one I was on, so if there's somebody that doesn't want to be overextended, I can take somebody's spot. But I'm not bucking for any jobs. I'm just offering.
Zuria, are you wanting to get off personnel possibly? So maybe Al on personnel?
There you go.
Al for Zuria.
We have
that'd
Lynn
be a,
too.
You know,
and Lynn. Lynn.
I'm willing.
You know, I would be fine getting off personnel.
I could see a lot of advantages.
So if why don't we take me off and put Lynn on and take Zuria off and Al? Does that do it?
I think so. Yeah.
You're set then?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I've got Jane, Al, Melissa, Lynn, JC, Randy, and Ed.
Thank you.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, thanks for the rest of those can wait. But those are big ones.
Okay. We'll go to number 5, approve the minutes of the November 16th, 2021 meeting. There were in your packet on page 7.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Wayne, seconded by Zuria. Any other discussion?
That's with the addition that we have, right?
With the addition of the personnel minutes? Is that,
wasn't
are
that
you going to do that separately?
Mm-hmm. Or, what, and was that the same date on those?
Yeah,
November
they were
16th personnel.
Yep.
You could do them at the same time if that's okay with the.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That was my intent. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Who seconded that motion? Zuria.
There. Okay. Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Public open forum. Do we have anybody tonight?
No.
We do or we don't?
No.
No. Okay. moving on to number 7, financials, bills, email, addendums. This is a request for approval.
I'll make a motion. Let's hope somebody else would step up here.
I'll second. Lisa.
We recognize your superior leadership.
Yeah, right. Well,
motion by Randy, seconded by Jane. No, yeah, Jane.
Lisa.
Or Lisa?
She was yeah.
Lisa, okay.
Louder.
Seconded by Lisa. Any discussion on that? We're doing both 7-1 and 7-2. Okay. Is that okay with you, Randy?
Okay.
Right. Lisa?
Sure.
All right. So Motion's been made and seconded to approve the financials of 7.1 and 7.2. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Consent agenda, annual financial designations. I think that would be Amy.
Yep, this is just the updated list of all of the places that we would like to and currently have bank accounts. So there's a listing on page 13. And then there's a new line of, a letter of credit issued by the Federal Home Loan Bank on behalf of the balances that we keep at Bremer Bank. And that has a new number and a new amount as of January 10th. It also designates authorized signers on the bank accounts, and then the designation of check signers on all of our checks as well.
We'll be doing A through E.
Yeah. I make a motion to approve the designation and acceptance of the letter of credit as found in 8.1.
I'll second that.
Motion been made by Wayne, seconded by Al. Any other discussion to go on here? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Designation of official newspaper. Request, this is also approved, needs approval. It's been the St. Cloud Times.
Is that a statutory requirement?
No, but when we didn't have one, we had a fire and then had to go out for bid and had to advertise in as many papers as we could possibly find. So
okay. So we don't have to publish a lot of stuff in the newspaper, right?
Only if it goes over a certain dollar amount.
Okay. Like we don't have to publish minutes or anything like that.
No, it's just if we had to go out for bid. In the case of the 2016 fire, that bid was so large, and we did it in conjunction with the city of St. Cloud. But because of the requirements with the size of that bid, we ended up having to advertise in multiple county papers in addition to the St. Cloud Times. So this would limit our scope if something like that would happen again.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept St. Cloud Times as our official.
Evidently, we don't use it very much. So, got a motion by Jane. I'm looking for a second.
Second.
Seconded by Wayne to official newspaper as the St. Cloud Times. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Anything else on the others?
Nope.
Communications. Audit.
Audit letters in there for your perusal. We are beginning the audit now, and it will be taking place at the end of March, right?
End of March, yep. And it is scheduled to be in person at this point.
9.2, the Visual Library Legislative Week coming up. That's going to be
of February, beginning of March.
Yep.
And there will also be a Library Legislative Day at the Capitol on Monday, February 28th from 9 to 2:30. So if anyone would like to go visit legislators in person, we'll try to set up appointments with those people who are allowing in-person meetings.
You say that was a Monday?
It's a Monday. Yep. And then I did, which is somewhat related, I emailed out an invitation to an event that's happening here at the library on January 25th at 4 o'clock. Our esteemed Great River Board member, Zaria Anjum, has agreed to be part of a panel who will be talking about library advocacy, and specifically about the state library funding bill that we've been advocating for the last two sessions. If you remember, it made it to the conference committee in both the House and the Senate last session, so we're kind of hoping with this surplus that's coming that they might be able to carve out a little tiny chunk to actually push this over the finish line. So we're trying to build some momentum going into session. If you're able to attend, that would be great. And if you have any questions, I can answer those as well. So those are two legislative advocacy opportunities coming up.
Any other questions on that? Actually, I do believe that the week of February 28th to the 4th, the 2nd, and the 3rd all county, you know, they're supposed to have the county legislative forum down in St. Paul. I don't know if it's going to be, if they're going to have it or not right now.
Oh, interesting.
But they were taking bookings today at our meeting for the reservations and all that, so. But they'll be there the 2nd and the 3rd, I believe.
Yeah, it's the last part of the week, the Ledge Conference for the counties.
Or 3rd and 4th, maybe it is, right, Lisa?
Yeah, I think it starts evening of the 2nd.
Yeah.
That's in St. Paul?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So there will be some down there, so, if, you know. Yeah.
Might be opportunity.
Might be an opportunity there for.
Hard to say how many people are actually meeting in person. Last year we ended up doing a lot of virtual visits. Yeah.
It might really help, though, if you get multiple, you know, people are here next week and the 28th and the 2nd, 3rd, or 4th, or whatever dates those are,
mm-hmm.
you know, three buzzes there might really help.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's the bill we were pushing for last session, the bonding bill, which is coming up, the school media specialist bill, which was in the House and didn't make it into the Senate. Those are all things that could come into play this coming session. So there's definitely some things to talk to legislators about. If you want more information and talking points, I'm happy to work with you either individually or if you want to come along to a meeting that we set up. Any of that would be great.
Can we talk about some of the talking points sometime before the meeting next Tuesday?
Yes, we should connect. That came together very quickly, so I appreciate your availability. We're still trying to. We just got the media release out Friday and today, so there's still some time to put it together. Poor Brianne was on her honeymoon when this was all gelling, so she came back, and I'm like, here you go. But we're excited that Representative Wolgamott wants to do something like this to raise awareness about the bill. As chief author, he's in a key position to actually move it forward in the House.
Are there going to be other legislators as part of the panel, or is he the only?
We've invited other legislators, but at this point, Dan Wolgamott's the only person from our area who actually signed on to the bill this time. In the previous session, we had also made it to conference committee, and at that point, Representative Lisa Damuth and Representative Tama Tice had both signed on to that version of the same ask. And so we have invited them, and hopefully they'll sign on. I think one of the challenges with the session last year was it was hard to actually get physical signatures on a lot of those jackets because they had to actually move them from one person to the next, but they weren't down at the Capitol. So that's been one of the roadblocks this time is just getting people's actual wet signature on some of that.
Does Representative Wolgamott have somebody in the Senate that he's kind of targeting to partner or co-sign?
Representative Mark Johnson from, I think he's from the Moorhead area, is actually the chief author in the Senate. So he's a Republican. It's definitely a bipartisan bill.
Okay.
And it made it to conference committees on both sides. It was just in the final hours. It didn't make it into E-12.
They wouldn't wait till the final hours. It might help a little.
Right. Yes, I agree. But they are doing similar pushes up in Representative Johnson's area, too, to raise awareness. I know they're doing a radio event with him or about the bill fairly soon.
Okay. So if anybody can help you out in any way, you greatly appreciated it.
Your presence is a present. So, and we may need additional speakers. I'm still working on the panel, but we knew we wanted Zuria because she had actually testified at the House committee last year, and we're hoping you can say most of those same talking points this time. Maybe you still got the speech somewhere.
I'll have to find it.
So, Karen, after this event, is there anything that will come out, those of us here that could reach out to our legislators? If we have
I can send more information.
Or even if it's a narrative that you want us to say, hey, we're in support of this or be aware of this.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do.
More to come, and if you want to get involved a little more, contact Karen, or it sounds like Zuria is pretty involved in that. So.
We have something coming from MLA with the, I just got this emailed to me this afternoon, so I can forward you the full request that's going to all of the MLA, Minnesota Library Association membership on Library Legislative Day. That's got some of the things that you've been asking for here. But in terms of specific talking points, I think with that bill in particular, some of that gets a little jargony. So the more you can just talk about the importance of libraries, I think that's really, really key.
Okay, then we'll move on to 9.3. The 2022 meeting schedule is in your packet. Just more or less for your reviews and your calendars for this year. Any questions or any comments on any of those dates? Anything under the others? Moving on to number 10, presentations.
We don't have any tonight because of the closed session.
Then we'll go to number 11.1 staff staff reports, 11.1 executive director's report.
Few updates. As you know, the Supreme Court put a hold on the ETS standard around COVID vaccination for now, so we are holding off on that. We did collect data from our staff to see how many people were actually vaccinated. Most people responded, and most people are vaccinated, but we'll just wait and see what the courts tell us as we move forward. It's been a really difficult spot because there's been so much uncertainty about what we can and should do in each moment. It's been helpful to have the county folks as resources to kind of let us know what you're all doing, because you're all in the same boat. There's not a lot of employers that are government entities that are in that 100-plus range, but you see a wide range of different types of staff. And I think that's one of the challenges here, is not everybody is working in the same kind of job. And so the expectation to be uniform is kind of odd in some cases. So. But so far, our staff have been doing a really great job of serving people in the pandemic and staying healthy for the most part, so as much as they can. And I sent out an email to all staff based on CentraCare's request last week that all staff wear masks while they're at work. And I would say even before I had sent that out, most staff were already doing that. So we have a good, dedicated crew here.
So, Karen, are we running into any staff shortages or difficulty with staffing?
Sometimes. We've had a couple of situations where we had a single staff branch that might not be open for the full day. That's most common. We've run into some issues with filling positions. That's one of the reasons with delivery we've decided to go down to 3 full-time delivery drivers rather than filling the half-time position, because we just anticipated having some struggles filling that job. So for the most part, people are keeping things running. For example, I think it was last week, Foley was going to have to be closed for the whole day because they were short-staffed. And then someone in Waite Park had seen it on the daily news, and they said, well, I can pick up part of that shift. So they went out there and subbed in Foley for the first time. So people are really committed to keeping the library open whenever they can. We have really, really awesome staff. Year-end campaign totals, as of last Friday, I'm happy to report our goal was $75,000, and as of last week, we have brought in $78,957 in the year-end campaign. Thank you to those of you who have donated. There is still time to donate if you have not. We have, at this point, 100% board participation as a goal, and we have 60% board participation, so there's still time to get that check in to Amy and her staff to process. Right now, our...
I'm not above inducing guilt.
And right now, our average gift is $115. Our goal was $75. So we'll get a full report when the month is closed out and those final totals are run. But it is looking like a strong campaign once again.
That's great. Thanks.
Let's see. 501c3 status. I got a letter from the IRS today requesting more information, which is as far as like that's the farthest we've ever been. The bad news is the first thing they're asking for is a change in our dissolution language, so I have to look at that more closely because I think our dissolution language is in the joint powers agreement, and that's not necessarily an easy thing to change, and they want a response by February 7th, and I know we won't get that changed that quickly. So I'm going to take a look at what they actually sent us this afternoon and work on that response. But we did actually hear back from the IRS after 2 years of trying, so I'm excited to report that. We talked about that. Payroll, we're still trying to figure out how to fill that position. Patty will be going back to her regular role as admin assistant really quickly here. You can see she's present at the meeting today. We're hoping we'll be able to fill that position somehow. We are down to just two people in HR and two people in accounting. So we've been grateful for Patty to help kind of bridge the gap in the midst of benefit enrollment changes and beginning and end of the year. But we're going to be going into trying to fill that position more permanently. And if you know anyone who's interested, we are looking for a payroll person. Once we get that posted, I'll send the link out to you. And I think that's all of the updates. If you didn't notice, Jay was out, so was unable to include his management report in the board packet, so it is on the table for you to review.
Anything under building reports?
So one thing I should let you know is there was an issue at the Painesville Library tonight. There was a power line down. And so staff were unable to exit the building and get into their car. Hopefully that's resolved soon. St. Cloud Public Library, we're waiting to hear back from the city of St. Cloud whether they approve of us filling the full-time custodian that just left. We have 2.5 custodians to maintain this building, and that is a shared cost. The city of St. Cloud pays for 82% of the custodial salaries. So part of our lease agreement was that they got to weigh in on those decisions, and I'm hoping to hear back this week. And I think that, and it was really disappointing to hear that the city of Cold Spring has decided not to move forward at this point with moving their police and fire hall and the property they just purchased. They are going back to the drawing board, it sounds like. And in order for the new library project to move forward, the city and police issue needed to be resolved because the city, police, fire, and the library and city administration are all in the same building, and there's a lot of issues with that space being undersized for all of the departments involved. So it sounds like it was a pretty heated meeting last Tuesday, and we'll see where that goes, but we're kind of back to the drawing board, it sounds like. In terms of staff reports, staff recognition, I should give a shout out to Chris Mallow, who's been with us for 25 years in our children's department. She's seen a lot of change over that time. Dedicated staff member, Jeanette Burkhart's running Big Lake and Becker, and she's been with us for 15 years, and she's one of those people who just never stops. So we have really awesome staff. And then Kathy Parrish is up in Eagle Bend Staples. She's been with us 15 years as well. Both she and Jeanette started out as assistants and then were promoted into that coordinator position. And the thing that Julie wanted me to point out on the new hires, and it's mentioned in her management reports, we hired almost the same number of staff last year, even after holding positions open for so long. But what we're seeing a new trend of is people starting and then not staying past a few months. So we have people that have only been here a few months and then go and find full-time employment. And you'll see that on the exit interviews. This is the first time I've seen that much report of people finding full-time jobs when they leave the library. So it's something to keep an eye on. It's definitely part of the environment we're all hearing about in the news. And then then the summaries of activity, unique management is our collection agency, and revenue recapture is the process we use after the collection agency to recover the cost of lost materials. Those are reports showing how the return on investment of those dollars. And you will continue to see these reports because we will continue to use these processes in spite of going fines-free. We will still be going after the high balance accounts, and you don't usually get to a high balance without actually not bringing things back to the library. So the thing we should mention, though, about revenue recapture, we were notified by the Department of Revenue that they are auditing all revenue recapture agencies. So Beth Ringsmuth Stoltman, our patron services specialist, and Amy and I were on a call with them this morning, and they're auditing us over the next couple of weeks on our revenue recapture processes. I don't think they'll find anything. Like, we follow it pretty closely to the letter of the law, but it's the first time anything like that's ever happened as long as we've been doing revenue recapture.
Okay. Good question. So with the fact that we've gone fines-free, have you done some marketing to that point? Because a lot of people are deterred by the fact that if they come and they can't return a book or a material, they're going to incur fines. Have you done some marketing to tell people about it?
Yes. Well, the year-end campaign was our first marketing effort around that. And then after that, we did some press releases. You'll see some billboards up across. There's one right across on Division Street here. They're, I think,
one
six or
Monticello.
Seven. Yep. they're around. And in addition to that, with the press releases, just last week, the Star Tribune was here and interviewed Amy, Jamie, Brandy, Brianne, and myself on the fines-free effort here. So I expect that story will be coming up fairly soon. It's kind of subject to whether the media actually covers the information that we send out. And, you know, we've been talking about it on WJON on our weekly spot there. And social media has it out there, so feel free to share those posts if you haven't yet. So, yes, we've been pushing pretty hard.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Otherwise, we're going to move on to number 12.1, Finance Committee. Request this needs action. We met earlier today. The Finance Committee will elect a new chair at their February meeting. A couple of things that went through was we had some, and maybe Amy wants to chime in on some of this.
We went over the quarter four financials. The 2021 surplus is $313,860. Most of those savings are found in all budget lines except our collection budget, which was spent at 100%. So all that is going to be designated. It was designated to the 2023 budget in November. And then we also talked about a capital vehicle request. And rather than moving forward with a vehicle that we had found, Randy offered us some suggestions, we changed routes, and we're going to see if we can find a nice, good used vehicle to get us back on the road. We have a 2016 that's in need of some dire repairs, and so we needed some work through and some suggestions to get to the next step. So
would the Finance Committee give some directions for those of you that weren't here on how much to spend and what to buy? And I think I would thank Commissioner Wincher for his input on that.
Yeah.
And Wayne for trying to look up where we could get something.
Mr. Chair, good luck finding a used car.
Yeah, you're not helping the situation here.
I know. Yeah.
You're a realist, Zaria. You're a realist.
Yes, it is hard.
Yeah, so this is an action item, so I make a motion to approve the financial committee meeting report.
Second that.
Motion has been made and seconded.
So, Chair, I just want to say we did also approve $1,500 to put into the current van that we have. So we'll have that and be able to limp along with it till we find that used car that we recognize is going to be challenging.
What did you say, Karen? We have $46,000 in capital.
Yeah, I have the number here. here.
And a little more than 46.
A little more than 46.
$46,525.
What's in that fund? So, and I think we designate $35,000.
For used.
For a used one. So I have a motion and a second to approve the Finance Committee report. Any other discussion or questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Personnel Committee, that was
canceled.
Fund Development.
We signed cards.
Yeah, we signed cards last week. Thank you cards to folks. And the progress of the committee is slow but sure. It's they tell us the pros that are in the business say it takes, you know, 4 or 5 years to really get something like that going strong. Lynn could probably do chapter and verse from her experience in private education of what that's like. But yeah, if he doesn't attend regularly, but the most colorful member of that committee is Mark Thielen. And Mark always brings, boy, this is charitable, a unique perspective to the effort. But still, it's greatly appreciated. And he's been there and done that. And he's also one of our largest contributors. So he doesn't just tell us what to do. He does it.
He does what he's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, Mr. Chair, two people stepped down from our fund development. Mark Thielen stepped down and another.
Bernice.
Oh. Also, so we're looking for more
looking
people.
For a few members.
Okay. Yep, we will be looking for members for that committee.
So if anybody has anybody in mind, they should get a hold of Karen.
Yeah, or Brianne.
Jane. One.
Or Jane. Or Lee.
Lee. Or Mary.
Or Mary. Mary. Yes. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
I want to know the Wright County folks, if you've been around a while. Back in the day, his sister Rose was on the Wright County board, you know, and equally soft-spoken and under. We had a hard time getting her out of her shell. Sure we did. Yeah, she was a firecracker. So I've had some experience with the Thielen siblings.
Okay. Under Minnesota Library Exchange, who wants to give that report?
Not really sure. We did have a meeting in January, and it was very confusing. We had some financial issues. We're going to hopefully do more of the scholarships, the mini-grants. But we haven't, we want to make sure the financials are clear before we do that. So we're going to meet again in March, I believe it is. So.
They are also going out for another RFI for a location. They currently are housed with CMREDC. And CMREDC is the entity that also does their financials. So it's part of their lease. Last time they did this, we did submit a proposal, but that was prior to us signing the lease with St. Cloud, the city of St. Cloud. So I think at this point we will decline to respond to their RFI because we really aren't in the same position as we were the last time this came up, unless the board really wants to bring CMLE somehow into the Great River structure. It seems like it would be too big of a lift at this point.
Mr. Chair, do they have to be in St. Cloud, Sauk Rapids? And I know, could they be in Foley or
Cambridge?
You know, anywhere.
Mm-hmm. They could be.
There are things that they could look at, or just food for thought. So they don't need to be here in this area.
No. One of the hurdles, though, is because they're part of CMREDC, like they are considered an employee of CMREDC, and that's how they get their health package and their payroll processed, so they would need some kind of entity to take that function over. It's not just the location that they're looking for.
Okay.
who was the state librarian? Tammy Lee?
Is that Tammy her? Lee.
Which yep. attended by Zoom also.
Yep. Thing, so. And I do plan to invite her to a future Great River Board meeting just so you guys can get to know her and
she's
so
new?
She can get to know Great River Minnesota libraries as well.
How long has she been in that position? Not long.
End of November, I think. Oh. So she's fairly new.
Okay.
Yeah. She was originally from Ramsey County. She was a children's librarian there. So doesn't have a lot of experience with Greater Minnesota libraries, from what I understand. And it'll be good for her to kind of understand how Great River works.
Mr. Chair, I just want to echo what JC said. That meeting was the most confusing meeting that I've been to in my whole life.
That was your first meeting, wasn't
my
it?
My first meeting, and I was like,
oh. And you offered to be on it.
Somebody was at the airport, so they were coming in and out. Then somebody else was leading in their place.
We had three chairs in that meeting. Yeah, we did.
It was
run the meeting.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
It was awful. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Very honest opinion.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else on the CMLE? Anybody got anything else? We'll move on to 13, unfinished business. Pending litigation on Hennen versus Great River Regional Library. It'll be a closed session.
Yep. So we'll have to close the session. Patty's got the talking points for you. And then I'll have to get Ann Gehring on Zoom, so that'll take a little bit, too.
And we can stretch.
Stretch. Oh,
okay.
Stretch break. So before we actually close it, we'll have to state for the record.
Gonna drive home. This is not snowy. I mean, it's so windy. Lisa and I just had the worst drive.
We don't need
once upon
need
a time.
It was
just
really
like, why did we get together and we're driving? And then finally, Lisa called me or I called Lisa and said, "Are you home?
I just
you
wanted to make sure she got home."
I was like, "Okay." Because
you want to set it up for first
place
before
you make
a close motion.
You buy a used.
And then you called me and said, "I'm home." And I said, "Well, I'm home."
Okay.
Maybe it doesn't meet us right here.
Can we, Lisa, sorry, can we have your attention a minute?
Sure.
So, we're going to have a closed session, and closed meetings are pertained to the attorney client privilege under Minnesota Statute
13D.05.
I need a motion and a second to close, go into closed session.
I move to close the meeting.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Have a closed session. Announce the time at 6:50 at the St. Cloud Great River Regional Library. Is there any other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We're now in closed session.